this music makes me want to play baklava. Play baklava. Play backgammon and drink ouzo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Someone brought us baklava.
Yeah.
Which, okay, I'm going to be honest. I'm Armenian, so every gathering has baklava in the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt like it was overrated.
Me too, actually.
Someone gifted us baklava this week, and I took it home. And Christian was all excited. He hasn't touched it, but I decided to try one piece. It was the best I've ever had. And now I can't stop eating it.
No, you know why? Mm-hmm. Because it was heavy on the nuts rather than heavy on the syrup. So, it's the number one problem of baklava is too much syrup, not enough nuts.
Man, it's.
And this one, they turned it around and that was genius.
I think that the nut to syrup ratio is just right. And also it's roasted pistachios. And it's fantastic. I prefer roasted pistachios over walnuts.
So everybody knows baklava is like the main Turkish dessert, but I totally agree with you. Overall, it's overrated. And there's actually other Turkish dessert that's excellent, but it just doesn't have enough hype.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like this show.
Wait, name one other one that you would name one that you really like. Yeah, it is like the show. It kind of sucks.
Yeah, künefe. I don't know if you guys have it. So it's like little strings, and underneath it you could have nuts. Or cheese. Okay.
Oh my God, that's my favorite one.
See,
that's my favorite one, the cheese one. It's so good. What is that made out of? That cheesy stuff.
Cheese.
Okay. But it's like the mildest. Cheese. It's the mildest cheese ever.
It
doesn't really taste like cheese.
I know. It's delicious.
It's so good. It's my favorite thing.
If I take you to a restaurant in New York, a Turkish restaurant in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll say the name. I'll give them a plug. Turkish Kitchen. Okay. Mm-hmm. They have excellent künefe and really good other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there the other day with a couple of new friends who were I know from business circles, and they know me there, so they always give me like a free fruit plate at the end. They gave me my favorite drink, which is Frangelica.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's hazelnut liqueur, which makes sense because, as I've told you in the past, Malcolm probably has this in a trivia contest somewhere. 70% of the world's hazelnuts come from Turkey. Okay, it's actually one of the things I'm most proud of because hazelnuts are awesome.
Yeah.
And so they're like, "Whoa, look at this big roller with the Frangelica and the free bananas."
That's hilarious.
Anyways, yes, that's the best dessert. Okay, wait, how do we get on to that?
I don't know how we got.
I accidentally said baklava when I meant backgammon because in Turkish. Backgammon is tavla, and if you take backgammon and tavla together, you'll have baklava.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny how the mind works. Okay, that's how I got there. Plus, I ate one of those baklavas this morning.
So good. Okay, so I want to talk about masculinity in just a second, but I have an old school poll question that I'm hoping that you'll ask, because yesterday I don't remember why. Yesterday I was so cold in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Some days, I don't understand it. When it's summertime, we'll have the AC blasting, but it doesn't get cool in here.
Mm-hmm.
The weather has gotten a little colder in LA, and the AC, it feels like a freezer in here. So yesterday when I got home, I was freezing, and I worked a little later than expected, so I was a little tired, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna take a hot shower. Nothing feels better than a hot shower. That's what I thought to myself. And then I thought, no, what also feels really good is when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're thirsty and you drink a cold glass of water, that is the best tasting water in the world, right? Mm. So my poll question is, what feels better? A hot shower when you're stressed and your body's aching, or a cold glass of water when you wake up in the middle of the night while thirsty?
I will pose it to you because you're an American and I and a friend, and and that's the kind of conversations we have on old school. But I feel that it's going to be a runaway in favor of the hot shower.
Really? You think so?
Oh, I think it's going to be a landslide.
I don't know. Ja'Cory seemed pretty excited when I mentioned the cold water in the middle of the night.
Interesting. Yeah. I did not even know that was a phenomenon.
It's a thing.
I don't like to get up in the middle of the night. Right.
Uh huh.
Anyways, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
masculinity. I was super interested in this topic.
So let me give you the timeline. At some point this year, much earlier this year, you and I were talking about how sometimes people on the left will use like terminology and phrases that turn other people off on the left, and then they're and push them away. And the phrase toxic masculinity came up, and we were in agreement about that. And I kid you not, like a month or two later, all of a sudden, Christian talked to me, that's my husband, talked to me about how he thinks, so he's pursuing firefighting, and that's gonna be his career.
Or as my kids say, now just Joy, because Pro's all the way up to 8 now, but she gets in the shower and she does the nozzle, and she goes, I'm a fighter fighter, I'm a fighter fighter. Instead of firefighter, fighter fighter. And then the other day she did, I'm a firefighter. I'm a firefighter.
That's so cute. Okay. So yeah, so he's gonna do that. But one thing that he's super passionate about is life coaching. And so he wants to do like motivational speaking and also take on clients and help them kind of get their act together. But he wants to target a very specific demographic, and it's men who used to be professional athletes. That's, you know, something that he's experienced himself. And he's been talking a lot about, and he's been doing these videos on Instagram or whatever, where he talks about toxic masculinity. And how, as a man, you know, it's society has taught you that you're not allowed to be emotional, you're not allowed to be sensitive, you're not allowed to cry. And so he's trying to encourage men to break out of that mold and embrace that, which I think is really important. And I love that he does that, because there are dudes who need to like let their feelings out. It's like pent up and it comes out in bad ways. Now, with that said, I've noticed, and it was not apparent to me in the beginning of our relationship, but now it's become very apparent that I have the masculine characteristics, and he says it. I didn't realize it until he said it, and I was like, oh my God, it's true. Where I have like the traditionally masculine characteristics, not physically, hopefully, like more about
take it however you want.
I'm decisive. I'm aggressive. I'm aggressive. I'm more, I guess, career oriented. I don't know, whatever it is.
Bellicose.
You think I'm bellicose?
From time to time on air.
And he's more sensitive and more in touch with his emotions and whatever.
It's funny. I don't view bellicose as like a bad word. I'm like, yeah, we fight.
I know, but like, I don't want to be the masculine one. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I like femininity. I love femininity. Yeah, I'm proud of it, you know? Yeah. But it's true in terms of like the way we behave, I take on the traditional male role, and it's weird. So like, I haven't even told him I feel this way. I'm going to. But I mean, we have a great relationship. It's not a problem. But like, am I too like rough? Like, am I too rough around the edges? Do I need to soften up a little bit?
Okay, no. First of all, everybody's different, of course.
I kind of want to be taken care of.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right?
Nothing like, wrong with that. And so, look, the question is context and where are the lines, right? So if you're having a conversation about whether you want to date someone, it is a perfectly acceptable thing to talk about their looks. I mean, keep it real. Of course we care about that. Everybody cares about that. Anyone who tells you they don't care, I mean, not anyone, but 94% of people are lying, right? But if you're talking about people's looks in the context of work, totally unacceptable, right? And so it's the same thing that you said the other day, Anna. There is no one Anna or Cenk. There's a different Anna when you're talking to your parents than when you're talking to your friends and you're doing rosé all day, right? And so it's okay to be quote unquote masculine, whatever that means, you know, and it's all loose, right? And in certain contexts, maybe in the context of your job, and it's okay to want to be to cuddle in another context, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm an enormous cuddler. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody's surprised by that, if you're a member, right? But if you just saw me on air and you're not a member and you just see me yelling about guns or something, right? Nobody would say, oh, that guy, whew, huge cuddler.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I guess my worry is that I don't turn it off when I get home. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, I'm a little bit of, I just naturally, this is gonna sound like I'm bragging and I'm not, but it's just my personality. I've been like this since I was a kid. Like I'm kind of a natural leader. Like I immediately will take charge of things. Like whether in our relationship, like the finances and budgeting and everything. Like something broke in our place, I immediately take care of it. You know what I mean? It's just my personality. And I can't have my cake and eat it too. Because we have had the conversation about how sometimes I want to feel like the protected one, right? But
I disagree. I think you can have your cake and eat it too. Uh-huh. So it's okay to be a leader in that and still be taken care of. I don't think those are mutually exclusive. Mm-hmm. So it's funny, we're of course very similar. That's part of why we do the show together, et cetera. Anyway, so I remember telling my friends when we were much younger, I said, look, I'm a leader, that's who I am. And they thought that was hilarious. Like, who says that, right?
No, it sounds like a brag, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
Like, what kind of an asshole says that? But but I meant like, just in my life, that's what I do. And in fact, now I think my friends would say, yeah, no, that you were right, right? Mm-hmm. And to a fault, like I take on too many things. Mm-hmm. And so, like Justice Democrats, what the hell was that, right? Why, like I needed another gigantic thing in my life, mm-hmm. right? But I'm like, well, nobody's picking up, nobody's running, you know, uncorrupted candidates, nobody's running, creating the progressive wing. Mm-hmm. And so all the different progressive groups were like doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And I was like, no, we need to go punch them in the mouth and take out the top Democrats, right? Mm-hmm. So I did it, right? Yep. And so it's not just me, I said that 1,000, a million times, of course, right? But I put together some elements of that group, old elements of that group, honestly. And by old elements, I mean in the beginning. Like, hey, I brought in Kyle Kulinski because he was planning on writing a platform anyway. Mm-hmm. And brought in Zach and Shoykat. Shoykat's the guy who was not only ran JD, but then ran Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's campaign, mm-hmm. okay? And brought those guys together, and then Shoykat did most of the work, okay? He deserves all the credit. But it's in my instinct to do that, mm-hmm. so there's nothing wrong with that. And then, but at the same time, that doesn't mean that, I wanna have, this is hilarious, soft moments with my wife. Okay.
No, I totally get
No, but you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I totally
So what
get
we do with the kids sometimes is we declare group hug. Uh-huh. And so everybody piles
we
onto the bed.
With Charlie.
Oh, yes. So silly.
We don't have kids.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
So anyway, so you can take charge and pull an Ojeda and rip somebody's spine out and then go home and do a group hug. That's okay.
Yep.
So everybody finds it funny, including my own family, that my favorite color is lavender. In fact, I'm wearing lavender right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do about it? Right? Yep. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm worried about the guy who is like, no, my favorite color isn't lavender. I just happen to be wearing it. I mean, I don't care about lavender. It's not a big deal. Alex shows with the, I don't know how the transgender porn popped out of my phone. It pops up on everybody's phone, doesn't it? I mean, it pops up 50 times on my phone all the time. Doesn't it pop up on your phone?
Like, man, it's been a tough year for Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved every minute of it.
Oh, totally. totally. Oh, my God. I wonder if he ever runs into Hillary Clinton because they're both in the woods. Okay. No, look, I don't want to laugh too much. I mean, he's such a bad guy, but man, he did get destroyed.
Yeah, no, I want to laugh all day long.
Okay, like, then there's another way to go.
I hate him. And I don't hate him because of what he did to us or whatever. Who cares about that? Like what he did to those Sandy Hook parents.
No, oh, I know.
I can't get over that. It's just so unnecessarily cruel, needlessly cruel.
No, there's some people in this world that are monsters. Like, mm-hmm. they just don't care about the well-being of other people at all. And if it's just a 1% advantage for them, They'll crush your life. Man, it's unfathomable to me.
I think about those parents, I don't know, like an absurd amount, because like today I was walking Charlie, there's a school in our neighborhood that I walk past, and I happened to be walking as parents were dropping off their kids. And for the first time, I noticed the parents, like they were lined up along the fence, watching their kids go into the classroom, waving to their kids as they go into the classroom. And it was really touching, and it like made me really understand and visualize what a parent's love is for their kids. And then I immediately thought of those parents who were victimized further by Alex Jones and his ridiculous conspiracy theories, and it made me so angry. Like,
yeah, no, I lived out for there for a second in giving a shit about Alex Jones. You're right. I mean, so that is Cernovich-like disregard for human life, that he sicked those like lunatics on those parents over and over and over again after they lost their kids. Man, they're all lucky those parents aren't other folks.
Yeah.
Other folks are gonna come locked and loaded one day, right? And so, I mean, everybody's asking for trouble. Everybody's going around asking for trouble. And one day somebody's gonna find it, right? And so like these Proud Boys and the Antifa guys fighting in the streets, and when they got the other guys, the Patriot prayer patriots. What kind of prayer are you doing when you stockpiled weapons and put them up ready to, you know, use them if you get in a fight with Antifa?
Right.
Right? And so all those guys looking for trouble. And the one, your Sandy Hook is me on Cernovich saying, yeah, I say people are pedophiles basically when I know they're not.
Yeah.
And I do it so it'll ruin their lives.
Yep. They don't deserve any empathy, any sympathy. They don't deserve any of it. They just don't, because they specifically target innocent people that they just happen to dislike, and they have no qualms about destroying them.
No, that's a sociopath, man. That's a scary person who has no empathy for other human beings.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, look, I ran into somebody who once had an interaction with him, and I was like, dude, like, stay away from a 30-mile perimeter, okay? That guy is toxic. You think he won't use anything you said against you at a later time?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you confide in him? Are you mental? He has no morality at all. Not a scintilla of it.
I know.
The minute it is to his advantage, he's like the scorpion in the Scorpion and the Frog story, right? Mm-hmm. You remember the story, I've said it a million times, but the scorpion and the frog have to cross the river. Scorpion says, can I ride on your back? And the frog says, no way, you're a scorpion. The scorpion says, yeah, but if I sting you, we'll both drown. So obviously I won't sting you. And the frog goes, fine. And they're going across the river.
Mm-hmm.
And the frog feels a sharp pain in his back. And he said, what the hell? It's like, you stung me. He's like, yeah, I did. He's like, what the hell did you do that for? And he's like, because I'm a scorpion.
Mm-hmm.
He can't help himself,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's who Alex Jones is. So fuck him in the woods. You know, he's in the woods, good. He should be there so he doesn't harm any other people, mm-hmm. right? With his monstrous insanity. And all the alt-right guys, Milo. I mean, look, it's funny. The thing that angers me the most about Milo, you might be really surprised at. When he did that party, and this was fairly recently, mm-hmm. After he'd already, you know,
been shunned,
right? But it was still like around that time, so he wasn't fully in the woods yet,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And he did a party where he hired a bunch of little people and had them wear yarmulkes so they could pretend to be Ben Shapiro. And then they made fun of the little people. Like, haha, it's really funny because you're Ben Shapiro. Because Ben Shapiro and Milo don't get along because Milo's deeply anti-Semitic. Now, Ben Shapiro is a terrible guy, but he ain't that,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, God damn it, Milo, you made me feel sympathy for Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But he's an extra layer of grotesque.
Mm-hmm.
Who does that? I mean, it's a 2-for-1, makes fun of Ben Shapiro in an anti-Semitic way and belittles little people in the meanwhile. Any humor that involves little people, I can't stand
right.
it. As if they're not human, and let's throw them, and let's do this, and let's make fun of them. Ha ha, he, right? Man, there's some bad people in the world.
There are.
So take your hugs and cuddles where you can get them.
No, I love them.
Yeah. And in terms of the masculinity, for men, there's a range, right? It ranges from Putin soft to Ojeda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I hope Ojeda's got an off switch on spine ripping, right?
Yeah.
And everybody needs an off switch, man.
Yes.
And I know a couple of guys who are really good people, but they got no off switch on nuclear. And that's a big problem in the world and in your life. And they're actually really, really decent people, and they screwed up by not having an off switch on nuclear.
Oh, totally. And you know, like in Christian's case, he's literally one of the sweetest people I've ever met. Like he's just so, he's sensitive and empathetic to other people, and I love that about him.
Almost but to a fault.
No, not to a fault. Well, to a fault in that sometimes like, sometimes I just want to feel things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so what I mean by that is if I had a really bad day and it was a legitimately bad day, sometimes I just need to like feel the negative emotions and get them out of my system. He's learned to accept that because he's the kind of guy who's like, I've had a really bad day, but I'm not going to bring it home, right? Mm-hmm. And I respect that, and I've been better about not bringing things home, but sometimes you can't help it. And so that's when it kind of gets to a fault where it's like, I don't want to talk out my feelings right now. I just need a minute to decompress, and then when I'm ready, we'll discuss, right? Mm-hmm. He is the kind of person though who doesn't need an off switch. Every once in a while needs an on switch, but when he needs that on switch on, he will turn it on. And mm-hmm. he will do the traditionally masculine. When I say like, I want to be protected, he protects me. And you know, when I got assaulted during that Runyon hike a couple years ago, yeah, he took care of that situation real quick. And it was very nice.
Yeah, he's a big guy, he's a fit guy, and the situation was taken care of. Perfect, mm-hmm. that's what you want. That's what you care about, the masculinity part.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. And so last thing I'll end on this. Sorry guys, today I got a bin to dinner. Sorry, I'm not gonna be on Old School, but Ben and Brett are gonna do it. That's gonna be great. I so don't want to go to that dinner, but that's part of running the company. And that's why Anna said earlier in the show, when you want to go say run TYT, say, oh no, right? You don't want any part of the business part. It's super annoying and it's a lot of hard work. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we'll end on this. I love super strong women, mm-hmm, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so look, Wendy, super strong, mm-hmm. right? But yeah, of course, Anna, of course she wants to be protected. Of course she wants to cuddle. Of course all those things, right?
Yeah.
And even Zara, who's like this, like over the top strong, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Like ridiculously strong. But at the end of the day, of course, you know, she has a range of whatever we're, you know, I don't know if these are the right way to, you know, right words to use, right framing, but range of masculinity and femininity. And
and
those things are not mutually exclusive. Just so soak in both, savor both, right?
Definitely.
And use both when you need them, right? And nothing wrong with that. So go home tonight and take a nice hot shower.
Yes.
Okay.
Or nice cold glass of water.
Right, and have your man protect you.
Yes.
Okay. All right, guys, we will see you tomorrow.